Ball in Play 2, presented by DraftKings, kicks off on May 5th. Head over to the Warehouse Games channel to catch Game 1. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code WAREHOUSE. That's promo code WAREHOUSE only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours. Now batting the third baseman, number 69, Trevor Plouffe.
Hello and welcome to another team profile and projection here on Talkin' Baseball, brought to you by SeatGeek. Today we are talking about the New York Yankees. We've been doing an episode a day every day until opening day. And if you are a Yankees fan, but you do not listen to Talkin' Yanks, mine and Jake's other show, we've been doing player profile and projections on each player every day until opening day. So if you really want to dive deeper into this one, we gotcha. The Yankees are a team we do know pretty well. Others out there probably know them as well as us, but usually we lean towards you. Trev, we're going to, you ask us. Jake, this team picked up some people, got rid of some people.
I mean, they added, this is a pretty good starting outfield right here. They added Juan Soto, generational outfielder, Trent Grisham, Gold Glover, planning to come off the bench, and Alex Verdugo. Okay, they bolstered some lefty bats for the New York Yankees. A couple lefties out of the pen. Hey, Dodgers, Caleb Ferguson and Victor Gonzalez. Why not? Join the party. A couple Codys are on the team now, and Marcus Stroman was added to the rotation. That's a lot because they're coming off an awful season mostly. Who they lost? Luis Severino. Wow. Saw the full course of him kind of coming up. He's with the Mets. Frankie Montas. Wandy Peralta. IKF. Keenan Middleton. Trade acquisition. A couple Corderos. The trade with the Padres. Michael King. Randy Vasquez. Johnny Brito. Their pitching depth. I think we'll talk about that a little bit. Higgy, who played a lot behind the dish for them. Domingo Germán is finally gone. So, it was a big offseason for the New York Yankees, coming off one of their worst seasons in 30 years, one of their worst offenses. So, Trevor, does the lineup look like it's in a good place now?
I think it does. I think we're looking at some bounce-back seasons for a couple guys, and if we get those, yes, I'm looking and I'm liking this lineup, okay? DJ LeMahieu at the top, Juan Soto, Aaron Judge, Anthony Rizzo, one of those guys that needs a bounce back year. He's going to be healthy this year. He's going to do it. I like watching that dude hit. Gleyber Torres, Giancarlo Stanton, Alex Verdugo, Anthony Volpe, and Austin Wells. And on the bench, we're going to have another catcher, Jose Trevino, our guy, Oswaldo Cabrera, Trent Grisham. And then, as you guys told me before the show, we're still searching for that last bench kind of piece. The Yankees do that from time to time, waiting to spring training to sign their last guy. The potential for this lineup is really, really good. James, talk to us about that rotation and the bullpen. And I know there's one thing we got to mention here off the bat.
Yeah, we pushed this episode when we found out Gerrit Cole, ace of the staff, Cy Young winner, was getting an MRI on his elbow. They have not told us the results of the MRI. They have said they're going to get second and third opinions. So that usually means bad news. But we don't currently know for sure. The bad news of Tommy John has come. That being said, right now I'm not going to include him in the staff, which means we got Carlos Rodon looking for a big bounce-back season because he was not great last year. Marcus Stroman, he came over in the offseason, had a good year with the Cubs, is good. Clark Schmidt, he pitched all season last year for the Yankees. The results weren't phenomenal, but just getting a full season under his belt and making changes were good. Nestor Cortez, also like Rodon, looking for a big bounce-back, get back to who he was before that. Don't know who the fifth starter is. You have some options in camp between Heel or Clayton Beter, some minor league guys. Luke Weaver made some starts for them at the end of last year and signed a major league deal and he can't be sent down. So he's either in the rotation or the spot starter. And then also you have Blake Snell rumors heating up and Dylan Cease trade rumors heating up. And there's other pitchers out there that they could go get to fill the hole for Cole, which I think they will. So with Cole, the rotation looked like, hey, there's upside here. You got Cole, Clarke can give you innings. One of these guys is going to get better. Without Cole, all of a sudden you're like, uh-oh, there's no stabilizing force here at all.
Speaking of stabilizing force, Mova Globes are the stabilizing force in my life. They've got 12 MLB teams now. Trev's got one behind him. I've got the Yankees one right here. It's a little relaxing just to watch the world turn as our world turns. Enjoy 10% off officially licensed MLB Mova Globes when you use code TALKB10. That's TALKB10. Go order your globes now with the link in the description. Heard a lot
These things are a trip. They're a trip. There's no batteries. They just like start turning out of nowhere.
The Earth's gravitational VAA.
This one's been in the office for some time. I really like it.
Feel it's like we've said bounce back a lot already.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, that's the big story here, Trev, as they only won 80 whatever games last year. They had a lot of players have poor performances that they need to bounce back. Obviously, Soto changes things, and the outfield is much better. But still, some candidates here. DJ LeMahieu needs to get returned to form.
Yeah.
He had a really good second half. Can he start where he left off? Stanton had an awful year. Can't hit fastballs. Can he get better? And does he fully matter if he can't? Mm. That's like a kind of a bigger question for me. Rodon, Nestor, those are the big ones. And also, Rizzo is in that boat, but to a slighter extent because – he was having a really good season. He got a concussion. They did diagnose it. He played through it for 2 months. And it literally, if you take the season.
And by the way, if you listen to our program a lot, that's not a joke. Like, I depending how far you enter baseball, Rizzo legitimately got a concussion, played for 2 months, was the worst hitter in baseball after having like an 880 OPS. So, yeah, we're giving him a pass on that.
Yeah.
Well, Why do you say Stanton doesn't necessarily matter? Is it because he hasn't had like a really good season in a while?
Well, I think that if he is good, that's a massive game changer. If he's not good, if he gets hurt, they're better equipped now where you can have Soto and Judge DH. You can have Rizzo DH. You can use the DH to get rest days and rotate some guys and play hot hand more. So, you know, it's not like you lose a position. You know, if Judge is out, all of a sudden you need a center fielder to start. And with Jason Dominguez, the Martian, coming back halfway through the season, and he's ahead of schedule on Tommy John on his throwing arm, he's going to play center field. Then you have Verdugo, Soto, Judge. If the DH is open by that point, it's kind of fine.
One less thing.
Yeah, one less thing. So if Stan's good, it's amazing. If he's not, I don't think it hurts as much as it did in the past.
Okay, I see that. Yeah, I mean, like looking at the lineup, the potential for this to be a juggernaut is there. You know, you're talking about Juan Soto and Aaron Judge hitting back-to-back. And DJ, like you mentioned, if he can get it going and kind of be the hitter that he has been before, just at the table, is he batting leadoff? Is that
leadoff's been one of the conversations? DJ is going to get first pull at it. Judge had a quote on it, like don't care where we hit, get me DJ and Soto up top, we'll figure it out. Which that'll put a little lead in your pencil as a Yankees fan. DJ is going to get the first hack at it. It's going to be a conversation in the Yankee season if DJ. Doesn't look like the good version of DJ that we've seen during parts of a chunk of his Yankees time.
But the balance in the offense is awesome. If you do have DJ righty, Soto lefty, Judge righty, and then Rizzo lefty, and Rizzo's having himself a nice spring, which at least is showing like, hey, he can see and can hit the ball. And 20 at-bats, he's got a 577 on base percentage. And part of the concussion was like not recognizing pitches and then being slow to seeing things by his own admission. So if Rizzo is behind Judge there, that's a really nice top four. Then you need to worry about, can Glaber and Verdugo or Stan protect those guys? Because some games in spring, they've walked like three of them and then stranded bases loaded. That would be a real bummer of a watch.
If so, Cole, if we just assume Cole is out, you know, having some sort of surgery and will miss the 2024 season, and we know there's guys out there, Monty's out there, Snell's out there, Cease is being rumored in trades. Let's say they don't get any of those guys, and they because this is why I say that, because they're over the third tax threshold, right?
Yep.
So they pay 110% tax on whoever they sign.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't that kind of, are they willing to do that? Like if sign Snell, like this year, if he makes $30 million, you're actually paying him 60 something.
I don't think
they're willing to do that.
And I don't think that much. I think they're willing to go over it, but they're trying to be smart about it. I think they are much more interested in picking up Dylan Cease for $8 million. Sure. And that becomes $16 million instead of Snell's 30 becomes 60. Or you offer, you say, hey, we're going to try and get Dylan Cease. He's $8 million, but, you know, Snell, you want $8 million and then backload it or whatever? Maybe.
Booney normally talks before their games. This is live as we do this, and they canceled it, and he's speaking during the fourth inning. So I don't know. It's just filled with funny business that we're kind of operating under the assumption Cole will be out. And yeah, I think the only business of baseball thing, Trev, that you may know better than us, like if Cole's out for this season, can the Yankees collect insurance money on his contract? Because again, I still don't think they go Snell, because that $30 million does turn into $66 million or whatever. But it would make the Cease part of his, you know, $9 million becoming $20 million feel a lot easier if you are getting compensated on Cole.
I think they definitely have an insurance policy. Yeah. I don't know what it means. Like if it was, hey, the first, I don't know. I am assuming that yes, they do have an insurance policy on him. It is an assumption because the Nationals did not have one on Steven Strasburg. So I'm assuming the Yankees are doing it a little bit better. But my question was, like, if you don't say we don't get Cease and he goes to the Rangers, which that's, you know, that's being talked about a lot, with that rotation, Rodon, Stroman, Schmidt, Cortez, and then the fifth guy we're not sure of, like, what do you think that's enough with the offense the way it is?
No. Not enough to be a playoff team that you want to win series with. So I think that's why they're scrambling.
Got to do something then.
Got to do something right now or something at the deadline. I think they'd like to do something right now because, yeah, there's no stable force there. Like, none of those pitchers are guaranteed besides Stroman. He's probably the biggest lock out of all of them to give you what close to he has given before. Rodon has looked better in camp, not results-wise, but he's messing around with pitchers. But, like, just, like, physically, same with Nestor. They both were injured last spring training, didn't really have, like, their legs under them. But, yeah, no, the rotation is, without Cole, it becomes crazy house of cards.
So, yeah, but they have to do something. You guys have to do something. It could be, let's start the year off, let's see how we're doing, and then, you know, figure something out during the year. And the big trade, I mean, you guys have prospects to trade. Spencer Jones is like the big one that a lot of people are saying we don't want to include him. Martian's another one, don't want to include him, but you're probably going to have to. And is it? And then at that point, are you guys saying, fuck yes, let's do it? Like, who cares?
It would depend on how the season's going, right? Like, what is Carlos Rodon? Like, Yankees fans' expectations for him are so low.
Yeah.
Like, if Rodon comes out and throws 30 starts to a 4.1 ERA, Yankee fans are like, nice, bounce back. And that's a guy that had an ERA in the twos for a couple years. So which Carlos Rodon are you getting? Stroman, and this is became kind of a laugh because when he first signed, Yankee fans were kind of in between because, A, online he had shit on Yankee fans a couple times. B, the high end compared to like a Snell that we were talking about isn't as high. But Stroman's as consistent as you're going to find amongst MLB starting pitchers. So you kind of know what you're going to get from him. And then Clark, after his full first year of a workload, which direction does that go? And then Nestor has question marks about durability and performance himself. So I don't know if the lineup can bang and that rotation is figuring itself out for the first 2 months or whatever. The Yankees can still be a good baseball team, but I mean the trade deadline would any pitcher available would be Yankees. And this is just with the Cole injury. What if one of these guys gets hurt? What if one of these guys gets it having a bad season? I mean, then you got to do something.
In my mind, they're not going to get Monty or Snell, and probably not Dylan Cease either. Like that's the way I'm thinking. I guess Dylan Cease is more of a possibility. Because we, you know, as we mentioned, the tax. In my mind, it almost makes sense just to get into the season, see what we got, and then you know, guys become available in trade talks that you know maybe aren't just a 1 year rental. Maybe you get somebody that has a few years of control left that's not going to cost you a bunch. You're gonna have to give a bigger prospects to do that, but that's kind of what I see happening. Like they're what's the saying? In between a rock and a hard place right now?
1 year of Juan Soto.
Of Juan Soto, and you don't have Cole, so that's a bummer.
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah. So, yes, that's why I think they're trying to go get Cease, because if Snell has to get Tommy John, he's out for 2 years, and Cease would be top-of-the-line replacement for him. But do you give up Spencer Jones for that? I don't know. I think about it. You know, if you think you're going to lock up Soto, if you got Judge locked up and the Martian coming, like, that's an outfield.
What do you think the chances are of the Soto, like, not an extension, but, or maybe an extension? Shit.
He's going to hit free agency. He's Juan Soto. Like, they're, he's sure, made it
if
here.
If he likes it in New York and he's like, okay, well, here's what I want. Are you going to give it to me?
Yeah, but you still go to free agency just so whatever team of the year that year. I mean, the Padres had the second highest offer for Judge, and no one saw that coming. Like, what's Uncle Steve going to rumor to throw out there? And that's how the Judge contract ended up going, right? Like, Judge wanted to be with the Yankees, so he got the biggest offer from the Padres, went back to the Yanks, said, hey, if you give me this, like, I do want to be a Yankee. So if you're Juan Soto, you just saw the playbook. Like, there's no need to audible from it.
Yeah. What about the bullpen? You know, the Twins are kind of in a similar situation where, you know, they have guys, and people are kind of mad at our Twins TPP because, well, is it, did that come out yet? It did come out yet.
It did.
We talked about the rotation, and I believe this too. I think the rotation needs some depth. I think they can go out and get somebody else. I wanted them to go get Cease, but they built a bullpen that is, you know, can shorten games. Do you feel the same way with the guys that you have? Because there are some really good names in this bullpen.
The bullpen is a little bit of blind trust, and I think this is the first year we are like fully being like, you have our full trust. We don't really know any of these guys. None of them have been shut down like full
high level,
eighth inning, seventh inning, give them the pill all the time guys. You know, talking about Caleb Ferguson, Victor Gonzalez, even Ian Hamilton was good last year, but not, you know, an everyday setup role guy. And I think because Matt Blake has done such a good job, Jake and I, and a majority of the fan base are saying, we trust you. But this is like a little bit of the limit of the trust. Like if they have a great bullpen this year, I think then next year it's like, well, fuck it, whatever. Whoever you guys get, it's going to be good. Because we don't know. We're not familiar with a lot of the names.
Interesting. I got so many questions. I can just keep asking.
Keep going. Fire from the hip.
What do you need in the last bench spot? Like, what are you looking for? Backup first baseman? Like, what are we doing here?
So you'll...
DJ can play first if Rizzo gets hurt. Like, is it another infielder?
So I'll give you the comedy line.
Okay.
A kind of fit would be an IKF type of player. just with different standards. Like, they were in on Kike, they were in an Ahmed Rosario. They can go, like, right-handed, which is funny because the Yankees haven't been able to do that because they've been so right-handed. So the conversation is probably a versatile infield type that you could plug and play for a little bit. I was kind of in on J.D. Davis. Like, doesn't necessarily have a position, but if you need to plug someone in the lineup for a short bit, you might get something. They have some options to go with it, but when you truly look at the lineup, and this is a credit to this year's Yankees lineup, there's not a ton of guys that lefty-righty you'd pull from a big at-bat. Verdugo has some lefty-righty splits, but Trevi, you go up and down the lineup, like, you know, DJ LeMahieu, if he's good DJ, you don't pitch hit for, like, Rizzo, Judge, Soto, Glaber, Stanton. So that's where it has the chance to be a kind of whatever the Yankees want. And I guess for me, I would prefer to swing for the fences when injuries hit with a J.D. Davis than someone who's a little safer that can play defense. Because, I don't know, I've just seen the injury bug hit this team so many times that when it happens, I want to turn to someone like, oh, you know, they could give me 4 weeks.
Dude, the offense was horrible last year.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
They were bad.
Stolen bases. They didn't take advantage of the new rules. Doesn't seem to me like that's going to happen this year either. So a speedster off the bench, like, you know, I was thinking, obviously he's with the Phillies now, but Whit Merrifield kind of fits that mold that you're talking about. But I think he did sign for $8 million. It would have been 16 or 18, whatever the heck it is. So he was kind of out of there. Speed. That's what I'm thinking for your last bench piece.
Given their reported interests or being like one of the last two teams in on Kike and Rosario, it seems like they want them to at least be able to play shortstop. I know Kike, the numbers have slipped on him, so I don't know what defensive standard they have there, but ideally can play shortstop, and I would assume ability to pinch run is what they want.
But and then give me the talk on the three catchers. You know,
I don't want speed there.
I don't want speed there.
I want someone that can be a starter. So I want
like
Donnie Barrels, because I think if there's an injury or Rizzo, or
I
DJ
like that.
Or Rizzo,
he hasn't signed with anybody yet.
No, or Rizzo, he is the favorite amongst Yankee fans on Twitter to go get him.
He feels
because,
the easiest.
Yeah, if you isolate an individual skill like you're saying, it's awesome if everyone's healthy. But if DJ struggles or goes down, or Volpe or Glaber, you know, an infielder goes down, like, I want someone that can go in there and, like, they can hit, but also their veteran bat and presence on the bench. So that's more so what I'm looking for.
I got to see Solano a lot last year. He's puts up great at bats, can play first base, as we mentioned. Okay, I could see that. I did not know he wasn't signed yet. Give me the catcher situation. You have a favorite. Is Wells the guy? And Trevino's the bench option. And then Wortvedt, like, he's out. You're not going to carry three catchers, I don't think.
No, but they do funny business at the beginning of the year a lot. Wortvedt's the odd man out, especially if Cole's gone. He was his personal catcher last year. And if Cole's gone, like, that commodity is not even, like, in need. Wells is a lefty. They love his poise and presence, and he's got some pop. They haven't had pop since Gary, and he's actually been better with the glove than they thought he would be. And Trevino is like a wizard with the glove and can run into singles. So I think they like the platoon there of those two.
Okay.
But they do this weird shit where they have, like, last year they did a four-man bench just for the first series of the year, because that then when they put Florial, they DFA'd him after opening day. Everyone else in Major League Baseball has, like, set their roster, and they're less willing to claim a guy that they need to change their roster for. So it's a little, like, fucked up game of, like, haha, this guy's available, but too late. You already ate all your food.
Here's you have to hurt somebody else's feelings who you told me the team a day ago.
Like, yeah, bringing out the potato salad after everyone's, like, fully eating their meal.
Will they tell him that? Like, hey, like, we're going to bring you on
no way
up to New York, but...
a day later, you're gone.
No way.
Back to scrimmage.
Florial dressed for home opener, right?
Florial was on the bench, I think, pinch ran at the end of the game.
And then DFA'd after.
DFA'd after the game, and I think his spot was given to Franchi.
Yeah. So the last couple years,
Colton Brewer.
They have signed someone like as they're leaving spring training facilities. They've done it a lot.
Okay. Who are the guys that can make an impact this year, the prospects coming up? Is there somebody that you think can come up? Nobody that's at the cusp?
It would be some pitchers. They kind of graduated all their prospects at the bats last year.
And yeah. Wells and Dominguez are still prospects, but yeah. We've seen them.
We're going to see guys, we're going to see young pitchers get a look, and it's half exciting, half scary. Clayton Beter, who they got as the Joey Gallo trade. So I know the Yankees front office would love to kind of band-aid that transaction. Will Warren's on the cusp. Chase Hampton. Luis Gil is coming back. He had TJ. So yeah, I mean, it's one of those things, glass half full, glass half empty. If those guys end up getting opportunities and they have a good couple months, you know, guess who just got their trade bait for a Dylan Cease or whoever it may be. If those young guys come up and the well's still empty, could be tough. I want to send a question your way, Trev, because sometimes we're too close to the sun with this. Like we say, you know, this is where we live. When the Yankees rotation without Gerrit Cole, what do you currently see?
I see potential. I'm not going to say that it's a bad rotation. I think there's a lot of potential for, I don't know Clayton Beter, and I don't know. I mean, I know I've seen Luke Weaver pitch. So I would say there's not a lot of depth there, but Rodon has done it before. Marcus Stroman has done it before. Destro Cortez has done it before. Clark Schmidt can definitely do it. He's got the stuff to do it. So it's, I think a lot of rotations are like this where it's, you know, you just got to go play the season and see how it goes. I was going to say like Marcus Stroman like benefited a lot from the Cubs defense last year. You know, Dansby Swanson, Nico Horner, those guys are world-class defenders, but Volpe won the Gold Glove and, you know, Glaber could pick it enough. Like, so that's
their quarters are pretty good.
Yeah. I'm curious to see how he does in New York. I think that's the biggest thing to me. I think Rodon's actually going to be fine. I want to see Marcus Stroman pitch in New York. I honestly almost took him in our Cy Young draft. I feel like the guy could fucking do it this year for you guys.
He's going to enjoy it.
Yeah, like part of me thinks it's either going to go one or two ways. Like he's going to absolutely thrive in New York or it's going to be a disaster. But I lean heavily on the thrive. I think he's going to have a really good year. But yeah, I wouldn't put your rotation right now, especially without Cole, like upper tier rotation, but I wouldn't put it like on the bottom either. I think they're, I don't know. Like if I had to like rank, I'd put them somewhere. Like, I don't know. God, without Cole, it's tough. They have the potential to be like around 10.
Potential's a good word.
There's potential there.
And scary.
It could be scary. I'm leaning on, it's probably going to be better than you guys are thinking. It sucks that Cole's most likely going to be out this year because if Cole is there, Rodon is like, I think, going to do fine. Stroman, I just told you, I think is going to do great. That changes everything, dude. Like this TPP is way different if Gerrit Cole is not hurting.
And if also Judge is banged up right now, so we don't even know.
I know Judge is banged up, but if Gerrit Cole is in that rotation, then you're talking about, I think you're talking about, you know, somewhere like fifth, sixth in baseball rotation, maybe. If things went right for some of those guys.
Well, it's potential. It's what you just said. It's potential, but with the guy who just won the Cy Young and has like the lowest floor of every major league pitcher.
Yes, he would. That, I mean, that boosts.
Yeah.
Gerrit
Cole made Rodon's season so much more exciting. It made Stroman's season so much more exciting. It made Nestor's season so much more exciting. Now it's potential to tight butthole.
But, But does it make these guys step up? And do they say, okay, like, now we got to do it? I mean, that's what they're talking about in the clubhouse right now. Like, all right, Garrett's out, but we can do it.
I hope so. I think they can. But not all of them are going to. You know, someone's going to have a down year and someone's going to bounce back. It's just, what can they do? They need to make another move, though. And they need to make a move at the deadline, probably. So we'll see. Because, you know, the deadline affects that tax, too. So if you go over it now a lot now, you're not going to go over it at the deadline that much. But deadline's less money because you're halfway through the year already. So there's only half the bill you got to pick up. It's going to be interesting.
Is there any chance that it's not TJ?
I can empty it quick. He had an elbow inflammation a handful of years ago, and he missed like 6 weeks with it. I don't think so. I mean, I think the only chance would be it's significant, and he has a decision to try to, you know, Tanaka it or a couple other guys, you know, reset. So that could be interesting, but either way, it's up against it.
With how long they've waited to say any follow up, it feels like it's a significant injury one way or another.
Yeah, Dan Rourke put that tweet out today about Tanaka.
Pitchers don't like getting MRIs, Trev. You know that. The moment of truth, the moment you've all been waiting for, the main event. And over at DraftKings, they are giving you guys the chance at basically a losing-winning potential bet. They are giving back a no-sweat bet up to $1,000. So you bet on the game. You get it right, good, great, grand, wonderful. You get it wrong, you'll get a bonus bet up to $1,000 in the amount of your bet if it doesn't hit. Check out the NBA action. Baseball's coming back. All the sports are kind of rolling. And that's with code TALKING. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. New customers use promo code TALKING and get a no-sweat bet. That's promo code TALKING only at the DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours. What is it?
I'm looking right now because on our sheet it's 93.5. I'm wondering if they've updated it with the cold news. Let me get there. Hold on.
That's worth a check.
Where are the Yankees?
93.5.
Why are they not? They're not on. They're not listed right now currently on the DraftKings website.
That makes sense.
What do you think that is?
So we have 93.5. But we don't really have a line, a new line, if Garrett Cole is out. So I'll let you guys go.
Yeah, that's tough. That's tough because...
That is tough. What do you think the new line would be without, if Cole, you know, Cole's out? New line is 89, 88?
89.5, 88.5. Right?
Let's do that then. Let's
make our own line.
I think so, because it's going to be updated. This is not 93.5 is not going to be the line anymore.
They've shown their hand that it's going to change.
So. I'd say let's go 89 or
89.5 or 88.5.
88.5. Which will still put them in the playoffs.
Let's see. Love my birds. Why was the Rays line 84.5? What was that?
We locked it up. Okay, if it's 88.5, I will take the over. I'll tell you why. They've invested too much in this fucking team to just sit idly and not go out and get somebody. And I don't care if they have to spend 110% tax on somebody. They're going to do it. You mentioned Juan Soto, 1 year. You made the trade. You signed Stroman. You got Verdugo. Like, last year was shitty. Like, what I know about the Yankees is they have to go do something. So I'll take the over. They have to. Their hand is forced.
Trev, take the under because we're Yankees fans.
What did we set it at?
We changed it to 88.5.
I'll take the over. Blind faith.
The lineup has the potential to be incredible. The
lineup can be really good. We're just a little hurt coming off of last year, Trev.
It's true.
I know.
I did like your argument, especially if you multiply it coming off last year. But they had a good amount invested last year, too, and they didn't supplement the lineup at all.
Juan Soto was not there.
It's true. They didn't have that much. They had a lot of investment in like known dead weight that they just refused to shed.
And they didn't check Anthony Rizzo's head.
Yeah, I'd rather not talk about that. Yeah, I mean, I'm not taking the under, Pop. I'm a Yankees fan.
We do have a precedent of picking not the under.
This is why I don't really bet them. I've got a World Series ticket on the Yankees this year, so I'm going over.
If it was a 93.5?
Before the Cole news, I would have taken it. After the Cole news, I would not bet it.
Okay. Not the over.
The Cole news is brutal.
It's tough. And we did try to wait as long as possible to get some news. We still don't have any definitive answers, but.
By the time this is out, we probably do have a more definitive answer, but.
That was fun. I just had to get ask you guys questions about your team. It's awesome.
It's not bad. Go Yanks. Thanks, guys.
Dude, the A's are at 56.5. Is that what we had them at too, or did that go down?
So
that's what we had, and we all three undered.
Even I under that.
Yeah.
Switch.
Lawrence Butler.
Ball in Play 2, presented by DraftKings, kicks off on May 5th. Head over to the Warehouse Games channel to catch Game 1. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code WAREHOUSE. That's promo code WAREHOUSE only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.